Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Gimel in Meseches Gittin. I'm zochet to learn this with you from the Old City, where there is a pale of sadness. Our great Rebbe's Rebbetzin, who was a great woman in her own right, Rabbi Nevinsel, passed away on Friday night, and the Kfura was last night, and in Yeshiva. And throughout the Old City, throughout Yerushalayim, and those who knew her throughout Arzeinu HaKadosha, there's a gaping hole. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Rav Nevinsel koach to be able to continue and give him nechama and the whole family nechama. And all the people whose lives she touched. My wife said she was walking away from Levaya, and a woman that she knew came over to her, and she said she was my support. And this woman felt all alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them nechama as well. Today's daf Samach Gimel is going to continue on the topic of a shliach laholach and a shliach lekabol that was begun in the Mishnah on the top of Samach Beis and Beis. Of course, a shliach laholach is a shliach that a husband appoints to bring the get to his wife, and a shliach lekabol is a shliach that a woman appoints to accept her get. Says the Gemara, four lines from bottom. Itbar, haveli giti. If the woman said to the shliach, go bring my get. But he said to the husband something different. He said, v'ishtecha amra, your wife had said, hiskabel li giti, accept the get on my behalf. Now that is a critical difference. The shliach was not accurate in reporting his mission. As we introduced, there's a concept of a shliach laholacha and a shliach lekabala. A shliach laholacha and a shliach lekabala are different in that if a woman appoints a man to bring her get, not to be mekabel, but to bring, then she's not divorced until the get reaches her hand. If she appoints him as a shliach lekabala, then, in such a case, she's divorced the moment the husband gives it to the shliach. So now we've got something confusing. She told the shliach that he's a shliach lahava, to bring the get. And he reports to the husband that he's a shliach lekabola. The shliach lahava, the woman's not going to be divorced until it's given to the woman. The shliach lekabola, she's divorced immediately. Now the husband thinks she's going to be divorced immediately. But she appointed the shliach only to be hava. So what's halacha going to do? V'hu omer. So now we have one more piece. And the husband said, Heilach kemosha amra. Take it the way she said. Implicit in our Gemara is, if he assumes that he is a shliach lekabola, it's not going to be a good gerushin, because at the end of the day, that is not what the woman instructed. However, over here, he said, Heilach kemosh amra, take it the way we said. The way she said. Amar Nachum Amar Rabba Baravu Amar Rav, Afilu Agia Get Liyada Eina Migureshes. Rav says there is no divorce, despite the fact the husband said, Heilach kemosh amra. Why? So Gemara says, Shma Mina Adibure Dideka Samich. It must be that we're following when there's a statement in which the shliach says something, then the husband automatically accepts what he had said. Because if it is, the words are as she had said it, then the moment that the get came to her hand, the gerushin should take effect. Because if he's going to rely, the husband's going to rely on her words of Heilach kemosha amra, then in such a case, the woman said that she wants a divorce. She wants that she has to be shliach la'ava. The problem is that the signals have been mixed up, and the husband, says Rav, listens to his words. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi analyzed. Hachi hash, is this correct? Bishleimar itmar ipcha, if he said the opposite, hiskabali giti. If the woman says, accept my get, and the shliach reports, v'ishtecha amra, two lines on top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, haveli giti, bring my get, v'hu amar, and the shliach said, heilach kemosha amra. So then, v'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Barvua, in that case, amar Rav, it was called the name of Rav, kivan shigia get liyado, migureshes.
If you're going to say in that case that she's divorced because she originally said it's Kapali Giti, and the husband says take it the way she said it, so then Alma Dibur Dida Hudikasama, then you'd be able to infer that we rely on her words, that the husband doesn't listen to Shliach, he relies on her words. Inami liyada. Or if we say that the moment it reaches her hand, the get reaches her hand, only then is she divorced. Adibure dideka samech. Then in such a case, you'd be able to prove that the husband listens to the words of Shliach. Elahacha. But in our case was more complicated. Because our case, the woman said, be my shliach lahava. He reported to the husband that he's a shliach lekabala. Now that is more problematic, says the Gemara. Mishum da'akre shliach l'shlichusei legamri. The shliach over here is telling the husband that he's a totally different shliach. Hu da'amar shliach lekabala havina. La'olacha lo havina. He's telling the husband that he is a shliach likabala, and he's not a shliach la'olacha. For that, then the husband has a shliach who's been oker, who's removed, has undermined his shlichus. When he brings the get to the woman, then he wasn't a shliach on behalf of the Baal. He was only a shliach on behalf of the Baal to give it to him for the divorce. Any further action is not a shlichus, and therefore akra shliach l'shlichus l'gamri. So therefore you cannot prove the shaila of adibura dida, adibura dide, which would be embodied in the case on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. If he says hiskaba ligiti, if she says, excuse me, be mekabel my get, and the shliach reports that he's supposed to be a shliach lahava, then he wasn't being oker his shlichus when the Baal gives it to him as a shliach lahava. In such a case, he's saying, not only am I going to be mekabel the get, but I'm going to bring it to the woman. And that's going to be different, argues the Gemara. Am Ravina Ravuna Barachia Toshma. So Ravuna Barachia said, come in here, I'll bring you a raya. Ha'omer skabel getze li'ishti. If a man says, accept a get on it, behalf of my wife. Oh, ha'ilech getze li'ishti. Or take this get for my wife. That we learned in our Mishnah, the first line on Samach Beis on the Beis. We learned in our Mishnah that the husband is allowed to back out until the get reaches her hand. Now, we deduce the following. Taima deratza, only if the husband wants to back out. Holo ratza, but if he doesn't want to back out. Have a get, then in such a case, the get is a valid get. Even though he said to the shliach, take this get as a shliach lekabbalah. Asks the Gemara, v'amai, ha'baal lav bar shav yishliach lekabbalah. How does it work that the Baal can make a shliach lekabbalah? We know that a shliach lekabbalah is a shliach to accept the get. Who accepts the get? The woman, not the man. So how could our Mishnah say that you take this get to be mekabel for my wife? She appoints the mekabel, not he. Ella, says the Gemara, two lines before the wife. Amina, we say, kiman shenasan einav legarisha, since he has set his eyes on divorcing her, meimar amar, he's saying, tigresh kolhechi demigresha, that she should be divorced in any way that's halachically acceptable. In other words, if the halacha would allow for your divorce, the woman, my wife, I want that divorce to take place in any way that's halachically acceptable, and therefore I am okay with giving it to you if you're a shliach l'kabbalah. Hachanami, says the Gemara, same would apply to our original shaila, four lines from the bottom that we had begun the daf with, and that is havli giti v'ishtecha amra hiskabel ligiti v'uhamar helech kemesha amra. The husband says, "Take it the way she said." Now he's not Rav Nachman, when he says, Helach kemosha amra, Rav Nachman had suggested from Rav that in such a case, she's not going to be divorced because dibura didei kasamith. It's nothing to do, suggests the Gemara, with dibura didei or dibura dida. And that is, when the husband says that he says, Helach kemosha amra, he's saying, just like we learned in our Mishnah, that he is allowing for any halakhically acceptable way for the divorce to take effect, so too that's what he's saying when he says, Helach kemosha amra. Hachanami, kiman shenasan einav legarsha, it's clear he wants to divorce her. Eimar amra tigrish kol echin demigrisha, that's what he's saying. Any way that she wants to get divorced, that's what I want. Analyze the Gemara two lines into the wide. On Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, Hachi Ashta, Hasam Adam Yoidea She'en Shlichus L'Kabbalah. When it comes to the case of our Mishnah, it's obvious that everybody knows that a husband can't make a Shliach L'Kabbalah. V'gomar V'nosan L'Shem Ha'Lacha. And what he means is, I want you to be a Shliach L'Halacha. He doesn't mean Shliach L'Kabbalah. But over here, the husband is under the wrong impression. The husband is under the impression that she wants the shliach to take a shliach lekabbalah, and that's not true. So the explanation for our Mishnah is not tigrish kol heichid megarsha, but rather it's obvious that when he says iskabel giti, he means l'shliach l'holacha. That would explain a basic issue in the opening line of our parak, and that is, how could the husband say iskabel getzel ishti? The answer is, everybody knows that it's lav dafka. Period. So the Gemara still does not have a raya when the shliach reports something differently in the name of the wife. Do we say dibura didei kasamich or adibura dida kasamich? Continues the Gemara three lines into what? Amar Rava Tashma Ketana Sha'amra Hiskabel Ligiti. If there was a young girl that says, accept my get, ain't a get, atche tekiya, get the other. She's not considered divorced until the get reaches her hand. Rashi explains, a katan or a ktana is not capable of making a shliach. And therefore, there's no way that the shliach could be a shliach l'kabbalah on behalf of a ketana. Analyzes the Gemara, kimati gita liyadam miyad migrisha, but once the get reaches her hands, she's actually divorced. V'amai, how does that work? V'alav shliach lo locha shavya. How did the get to her in the first place? The shliach wasn't appointed at all on behalf of the woman. In other words, the woman cannot, the little girl cannot appoint anybody as a shliach. So there's no shliach here. Ela amrinan. So what must we say in that case? Ketana, which is going to be a case later on Samachei Amid Aleph, the Mishnah on Samachei Amid Aleph. How are we going to explain that? Ela amrinan, we must say, kimun shenasan einav legarisha. Once the husband wants to divorce her, meimar amra, tigrish kol heichid migrisha. That any way that she could halachically get divorced, the husband says, that's what I want. And therefore, she is going to be divorced because the husband will then make the shliach his shliach, not her. She cannot make a shliach because she's a ketana, but the husband wants the divorce to take effect. So the assumption is then he's going to want the divorce to take place through his shliach. In other words, the shliach is now going to become the husband's shliach. So hachanami here too, kimon shnasam einav legarsha, meimar amar tigrish. So too over here. Who cares about the halacha of dibura dida or dibura didei? At the end of the day, the husband doesn't care about it. He just wants any halachically acceptable way to take into effect. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Hasam Adam Yoidea She'en Shlichus L'Katan. A similar type of teretz that we said previously. And that is, the husband knows, everybody knows, that there's no such thing as the Ketana can make a Shliach. There's no Shlichus for a Katan or a Ketana. Here the Gemara says, Katan doesn't mean specifically a male Katan, it means a minor. Just like we said above, that everybody knows that iskabel gets el ishti doesn't make any sense. V'gamer v'nasan lo l'shum halacha didei. And he intends, the husband obviously knows, if he gave the get, that he wants the shliach to be his shliach lo halacha. Hacha, toi. But over here, it's just a simple mistake. Tashmas kaz the Gemara, come in here. I'll bring you another raya. Haveli giti. If the woman says, bring me my get. V'ishtecha amra. And when the shliach brings it to comes to the husband, he reports that the woman said, hiskabeli giti. Hiskabeli giti. Or the inverse. If she says iskabli giti, and when the shliach reports it, he says v'ishtecha amra haveli giti. V'hu omer, and then what does the husband respond in both those cases? Holech v'tenla. Go and give it to her. Or zechila v'iskabla. Accept again on her behalf. Ratza lachzor yachzor. Then the get doesn't go into effect right away, and the husband could back out until it reaches the woman's hands. Now, that's a little bit questionable. Why? If he said that he wants the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah. That the Gemara will explain shortly, as Rashi points out. Mishigia get liyada, but when the get reaches her hand, migureshes, then she's divorced. My love. Analyzes the Gemara. What exactly was the case? The Gemara says that when the husband said Zechi v'hiskabel, that was going on a case when the woman said hiskabel. And we say in such a case that the gerushin takes effect. He's on the same page as the shliach. But wait a second, points out Rashi in Dibar Maskel Ma'ilav. The husband has no right to appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. If the husband has no right to appoint the shliach l'kabbalah, and the woman didn't appoint the shliach l'kabbalah, must be that we are assuming, explains Rashi, 8 lines into the wide, that the same concept that we had mentioned earlier, and that is, kivan shenasan einav l'garisha, once he wants to divorce her, we say that it means that any halakhically acceptable way. So it's understood that he doesn't want the shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah. He wants the shliach to be a shliach l'olacha. If that's so, once again, when the shliach reports differently in the name of the wife, it doesn't matter that the husband has a misunderstanding, because any way that she could halakhically get divorced is what the husband wants. Says the Gemara, loy. No. It's not talking about a case where the shliach reported that the woman wants him to be a shliach lekabbalah. And that's not true. And the husband reaffirmed that he wants the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah, something he can't do. Lo kabbalah aholacha, vaholacha akabbalah. The case that we were talking about, when he says zechila v'iskabelah, when the husband says be a shliach lekabbalah, that was talking about a case of where the woman said, I want you to be mashliach leholacha. If that's so, in the case in which the woman said, I want you to be mekabel my get, and the husband says, I want you to be a shliach leholacha, that's beautiful. And that is, the husband wants a shliach leholacha, which is exactly in consonance with each other. Let's take a look at Rashi and Dibar Maskel Lo Kabbalah. Diktani, in a case of where the husband says, Zechila v'iskabala, go and be mekabalit on her behalf. Koi, that's going on a case, halacha, ayishtecha amra aveli. So the woman said, bring to me, so she's not going to be divorced until it gets to her hand. And the husband says, be mekabal on her behalf. So in such an instance, yes, the divorce is going to take place because the woman asked him to be take the get on her behalf. Asks the Gemara, but if that's so, ia kabbala aulacha. But if the woman said that she wants the shliach laholacha, and the husband says, no problem that you be the shliach l'kabbala, mechimati gita liyada lahave git la'alter lahave gita. The moment in which the get comes to the shliach's hands, then the get should take effect. Shamis mina, so what do we see? Dabure dibure dideka samach. We rely on the words of the shliach. The reason we're relying on the shliach's words is because he said, Rashi explains in Hachi Garsinan, Ishtecha Amra Haveli, your wife said, bring to me, Va'imne, and he believed him. V'iskabel deka amarle, and the words deskabel that he said, hiskabel v'holech ka amar. He meant to say, hiskabel and go. Dachinami ukimna le'il. And this is how we had learned earlier. So the Gemara answers,